Finance Act 2004 contained legislation to counter tax avoidance arrangements which exploited relief for trading losses through partnerships. The legislation took effect from the 10th of February 2004 and is now contained in sections 110 to 114 ITA 2007. The changes were introduced to tackle schemes which exploit relief for trading losses from partnerships which individuals can claim against their other income or gains. The rules affect non-active partners in partnerships, including LLPs. A non-active partner is a partner who did not spend a significant amount of time working in the partnership when the losses arose. The rules will therefore affect part-time or sleeping partners. Significant is defined as an average of at least 10 hours per week. Therefore, a non-active partner spends less than 10 hours per week, on average, working in the partnership. These provisions are known as sideways loss relief. Sideways loss relief restricts the total amount of loss relief that can be claimed by a non-active partner under sections 64, 71 and 72 of ITA 2007, i.e. loss reliefs against their net income and gains. The restriction does not apply to giving relief for the loss against the profits of that same trade. The first restriction applies to the first four tax years of trade only. A non-active partner's cumulative loss relief claims under sections 64, 71 and 72 ITA 2007 in their first four tax years of being a partner is restricted to the amount of their contribution to the partnership. For this purpose, the contribution to the partnership is calculated as the capital introduced into the partnership by that partner, plus any undrawn profits that the partner is entitled to, plus any amounts that would be payable by that partner if the partnership was wound up. HMRC excludes certain capital contributions when calculating how much a non-active partner has contributed to the partnership. The excluded capital contributions are those paid by non-active partners on or after the 2nd of March 2007, where the main purpose for the contribution was to increase the amount of sideways loss relief that could be claimed. HMRC have also introduced a second restriction, which applies to trading losses sustained as a non-active partner on or after the 2nd of March 2007. There is now also an annual limit for the amount of sideways loss relief that can be claimed by a non-active partner. This annual limit applies in any tax year and not just in the first four tax years of trade. The annual limit for each tax year is £25,000. This means that in each of the first four tax years of trade, the maximum sideways loss relief which can be claimed by a non-active partner is the lower of £25,000 or the partner's unrelieved capital contribution. The unrelieved capital contribution simply means the amount of contribution which has not already been used up by previous sideways loss relief claims. From the fifth tax year of being in the partnership onwards, sideways loss relief claims are only subject to the annual limit of £25,000. Any trading losses that cannot be relieved under sections 64, 71 and 72 ITA 2007 due to the above restrictions are simply carried forward under sections 83 ITA 2007 without restriction. Mr. and Mrs. Fulty run a small bed and breakfast business in Torquay which is within its first four tax years of trade. They are in partnership, sharing profits 50-50. Mr. Fulty contributed £20,000 to the business, but he is employed full-time as a chartered surveyor and therefore only helps out in the business at weekends. On average, he spends 8 hours a week in the partnership. Mrs. Fulty runs the business full-time. In the year to the 31st of December 2010, due to a rat infestation, the partnership made a loss of £64,000. The loss is allocated 50-50 between the two partners, which means that both Mr. and Mrs. Fulty each have a £32,000 trading loss. As Mrs. Faulty is a full-time partner, she has unrestricted use of the loss of £32,000 and can claim relief under any of the loss provisions. Mr. Faulty wishes to move his loss sideways against his employment income in 2010-11 by making a claim under Section 64. However, as a non-active partner, his Section 64 claim is restricted to his capital contribution of £20,000. The remaining £12,000 of the loss must be carried forward under Section 83 against his future trading profits from the partnership. It is possible for one or more partners to restrict their liability for partnership debts to the amount of their agreed capital contribution, providing there is at least one general partner with unlimited liability. The limited partner cannot take part in the management of the partnership. Similar rules apply for restricting sideways loss relief for limited partners under Section 64, 71 and 72 ITA 2007. For a limited partner, however, sideways loss relief is restricted in every tax year to the unrelieved capital contribution. For a limited partner, the definition of capital contributed is simply the capital introduced plus any undrawn profit. Therefore, the maximum sideways loss relief available for a limited partner equals the maximum amount the limited partner would personally stand to lose if the partnership was wound up. As before, any unrelieved trading losses are carried forward under Section 83 ITA 2007 without restriction. That concludes this final session on losses within partnership.